We are gathering at globalnetvillage.com, and we are also getting our Yahoo webcam up and our IMs up and playing all the technical
games around the world.
That's right. Okay, we're almost there.
Okay, it's purely spontaneous. Hug Nation.
Right, so.
Isn't that amazing to see and to hear?
Right, so there are people saying, what's going on with Hug Nation? And so I'm telling them, well, come to my lounge here, where hopefully you'll be able to see us. Let's see.
Very good.
There we go. And there we are. That's a handsome duo.
Well, you got. There we are. We're in.
All right, we are now. Now, where can we see this?
We see this around the world, anywhere. Imagine my eyes touching your eyes and John's eyes and ears touching you. Isn't this an amazing kind of an experience?
It's amazing. And what's amazing is that the technology, outside of the computer,
yes.
The technology to do this was about $50.
Really?
So for $50 and an internet connection, which you could get in a library,
yeah.
You can connect your voice and your ideas and your movements to the whole world.
Isn't that amazing?
And receive them as well.
Oh boy! If Aristotle had something like this, he'd had a great time, wouldn't he?
Aristotle maybe have pay-per-view like specials.
But to think that it's happened today, I went to I apologize for not being around last week, but I had a detour. I had pneumonia, and I went to the hospital and. The doctor told me that, and he says that we were talking about aspirin, and he says, you realize, Dr. Shackles, if 20 years ago we'd had aspirin like have today, you'd pay $100 a pill for aspirin.
Really?
It's a perfect miracle drug. And he says, I don't take credit for healing you. It's the aspirin that heals you. Isn't that something?
That's good. Well, and didn't he also say that you mostly healed yourself?
Right.
Didn't he say that you healed yourself?
Yeah, you healed yourself. The body is made to heal itself. There's an urge to life.
Which is much like your new amaryllis bulb. That's right. Everything in nature, everything that as it is made by the Creator.
Let's talk about it.
All right, go grab it.
Yes, thank you for bringing it. I love the creativity that's involved in this.
So it may not look like much now, but like we were saying with your body.
Yeah.
This is another, it's another one of, it is blessed with the gift of life.
Yes.
Not so much consciousness, but it does have the gift of life. And in that gift of life, it has that same drive, the same pull, as I think the word that you used was the pull to grow and to create and to blossom. And I think that's exactly the same that happens with us.
In other words, everything in this little plant moves toward the sun and toward life and light. And you'll notice it's pulling over on that direction. That'll be there's more sun there because it depends upon the sun for life. What a marvelous illustration of the way things are. There's a pull that brings us out to the best in us.
And if given ideal circumstances, it will bloom, it will be lush and large and have big flowers, and then it'll have enough nutrients and energy that it will bloom the next year.
Isn't that amazing?
If it doesn't get,
yeah.
If you just threw it in the ground and it didn't get much sun and didn't get much water, it would still bloom because it's got all that drive in it, but it wouldn't be able to bloom the next year.
I marvel at all the little leaves coming out around this amaryllis. Look at it. It's like an onion. You could almost unpeel it, and each part has the spark of divine in it.
And each one is rich with potential.
Oh boy!
It's like it foreshadows this future beauty.
Yeah. Good, amaryllis. I think
well,
that's a beautiful
we'll
experience.
Have to come back and see what is in
we'll
store.
We'll do it again.
All right.
We'll bloom here in our cocoon, my little cocoon where I live, and rejoice in the goodness of life.
Wonderful.
Well, we hope we touch base around the world.
All right, so let's see. Hi, there's a few people. Lar says, hello, Hal. Hi, Caleb. So
hi.
A wave to Lar. Redheaded Wonder is here. Hello.
Hi.
And so, let's see. Why don't we, we'll set this down.
Okay, put over here on the shelf.
Not that we want to exclude.
No, we want
to
hug.
But you know, until it grows its fronds out, it's going to be hard to hug the amaryllis.
Right.
So we take a moment. This is we're back on schedule with our Tuesday 1:00 p.m. Pacific Hug Nation, where we simply take a moment out of our week to think about the people in our lives that we've seen physically, that we've touched physically, and then we take that and just extend that, and use these digital tools to think about all the people that we interact with, whether it be on a physical level in traffic, whether it be on a idea level through the internet, whether it simply be the fact that we share a planet, and we share resources, and we mm-hmm. share a common thread of humanity.
True, how wonderfully said.
And so we take a moment and we try to visualize, we hug ourselves by the shoulders, and we try to squeeze and imagine that our arms are going out and hugging not our arms, not our shoulders, but grasping and embracing the arms and the bodies and the spirits of our neighbors.
Homo sapiens, wherever they are, all around the globe. We are unique. We are special. We may be at the crown of the creative process, we don't know. But my, it's wonderful to have each day with sunlight and beauty and the warmth of this particular day in San Diego, California.
Mm.
To
so,
touch you.
And so from San Diego, California, we send out our energy, we send out our love to you listening, to you watching, and to the countless that are not listening and watching, because it is that connection, the unseen, the unheard connection between us all that truly is what connects us with the divine. And so we squeeze and we squeeze those bodies out there with our arms, and we feel our arms being squeezing us as the arms of all of our brothers and sisters, and we just sit in that bond, that web of love energy, just for a second, shining light into all the dark places in the world, the people that need it.
There's a vibrancy you can feel as you reach out, because you think of people who are part of you who may be tuned in. You have to have the mind tuned and the eye and the ear. Beautiful.
So we say happy Hug Nation. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for spreading your love and feeling our love. And we love you. We will see you next week.
And each second makes a difference.
Yes,
really. Yeah, thank you. I can feel the energy. Thank you
so
much.
That was good. Thank you, Grandpa.
Thank you, Tasha, for photographing. See what turned out.